It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning, Barcelona. Welcome to Thursday in English Radio on RKB 106.9 FM. I'm Virgil, still and always, and happy to be here with all of you today, kicking it for a great day. The sun is out, the sky is blue, it's almost blue, some clouds, but it's opening up soon. But anyway, it's a day to get out and enjoy it and make the best of it. It's summer. Well, as you know, health is one of the central focuses of my business and a big part of what we do here at English Radio. But today is no different because we're going to explore the broadest range of health from your smile to your aesthetics. Joining us today is a friend, former guest, and an expert on oral health, Elena McCarthy. Welcome, Elena.
Thank you, Virgil. It's a pleasure to be here again.
I know it's been a while, but it's good. Well, we'd like to talk to Elena right after this.
Sugar drips from his sweet lips. The sugar is mine. Bet your life, sweet man like this, will be hard to find. He picks me up and he makes me feel fine. He makes me think twice about paradise, like sugar and spice and everything nice. He's sugar to me. Sweet man of joy in my ear when sugar is near. Sounds so sweet, my heart skips a beat when sugar is near. He picks me up and he makes me feel fine. He makes me think twice about paradise, like sugar and spice and everything nice. He's sugar to me. Sweet man of joy in my ear when sugar is near. Sounds so sweet, my heart skips a beat when sugar is near. He picks me up and he makes me feel fine. Makes me think twice about paradise, like sugar and spice and everything nice. He's sugar to me. Thank you. whisper in my ear when sugar is near. Sounds so sweet, my heart skips a beat when sugar is near. He picks me up and it makes me feel fine. Makes me think twice about paradise, like sugar and spice and everything nice. He's sugar to me, sweet sugar to me. Sugar to me, sugar, sugar to me.
And that was Mary Stallings with Sugar. Well, it's one of those things that are going to be, you know, antithetical for oral health, you know, in terms of sugar. But, you know, you've been involved for quite some time in taking care of the mouths and teeth of many of the people here in Catalonia. Tell us about your clinic and what you offer.
Oh, yes. I'd be delighted. Well, first of all, I have to explain to you, I'm a New York-trained dental hygienist. And through the years, I've evolved. And so our clinic is very based on prevention. So what do? The main thing is education. We start with that. And I think it's also the way I'm treating people in a very human-friendly, warm atmosphere, the way I've designed my clinic. And the doctor himself has one word that I can tell you about Dr. Steven Tingsvall, a Swedish trained from Karolinska Clinic in Stockholm, is patience. He's very good with people, and he has the patience for them. As far as I'm concerned, through the years, I've designed my own methodology of working, and I've become totally natural. There are no chemicals in how I work, my products, and also plastic-free. So we're go green in our clinic.
Now, in terms of the things, I mean, obviously, when we go to get a dental cleaning, you know, they strap us in, they take the drill out, or whatever it is, to clean the plaque off and all the rest of it. Then they take this stuff and they slap it on your teeth and use the, you know, whatever it is to massage it, whatever. How does your system differ from that?
Yes, wonderful to ask the good question, because it's very, very different. Prepare yourself for an hour and a half first visits. It can run to 2 hours according to the communication and how I feel and how we're connecting, of course. But the big difference, first of all, is making people feel good. When you walk into my operatory, the room, you will have aromatherapy, you will have a candle, you will have soft music, and then I begin by relaxing people, talking to them, and once I open their mouths and start checking in minutes, I know how I have to handle this patient. And then I go in to the educational, because I use models, I explain what is going on in your mouth, dentally and anatomically. And so this way, they understand why I stress the importance of oral hygiene habits. Because whatever I do that day, if they don't take it to another level at home, they're doing nothing for not only for me, but for them themselves.
Part of the problem, I think, with a lot of people and a lot of different things, they go to a health professional and with the idea of fix me. And then, okay, after you fix them, they're okay. And they don't think they have to do anything, you know, going forward. So with a doctor, you may change your diet, you know, lose weight and all the other things. You're saying with you, same kind of thing. There's a certain regimen that has to be followed after you've clean their teeth.
Very correct. That's right. It's a discipline. But of course, if you get used to it, then it becomes habitual and it's something on a daily basis. It becomes very easy to you, especially when you start to see results. So then I begin by using certain oils. Okay, this is what I'm introducing now, essential oils. And I'm getting more and more skilled on the different properties of the different oils and how wonderful they are. And that is tremendous, because if you really think about it, when you go to a drugstore or even a perfume place and buy a cream for your skin, or you need a mouth rinse from the drugstore, if you look at the ingredients, there's always some kind of essential oil, whether it be lemon oil or olive oil or avocado oil. All these oils are actually derivatives of what is the essential oil.
Okay.
And I'm using these very, very potent essential oils. So people, when they leave, they actually feel and they see the difference. That alone is a motivator.
Well, one of the things, you know, we look at, you talk about that, you know, you get a bottle of, you know, Listerine or whatever, and, you know, there might be some oil in there, peppermint or wintergreen, whatever, that kind of gives it a smell and a little bit of taste. But, you know, alcohol is like one of the principal ingredients in there.
Right.
So what you're saying is that the essential oils in themselves have better properties than just, you know, taste or smell in terms of promoting good health.
Oh, very much so. Okay, they're coming from very refined, sophisticated plants that nature has given them that possibility to make oils. Not all the plants make essential oils. There are actually 10 basic ones. They do come from A to Z, because I've taken a course, and he started with A and finished at Z.
Okay.
But what is very geared, what I'm doing, is actually for the gums and the teeth.
Okay. So how do you do that? Then after you brush, then you use the oil, you brush with the oil?
The first and foremost is the brushing technique.
Hmm.
So we talk about how to brush the proper way. And we do it in my clinic by staining them so they see their plaque. Some people are not aware when I take the mirror and the back of the teeth where the tongue side is, and they're shocked at what they see. Because they don't look, they're not aware. And that is already a shocker. And so then we go into the brushing technique, and they say, gee, this does feel good. Why? Because we're going with a natural grain of how the teeth grow, and they feel that. Then I explain the importance of the massage on the gums. And they feel that too, because you need to stimulate. You need a blood flow. Remember the importance of understanding that the teeth are connected to our bodies. So when you think about all those germs and bacterias are going through your bloodstream.
Well, that's a good point, because, you know, we've seen in medicine, you know, that, you know, your mouth and your teeth can provide early indication of disease, like heart disease, diabetes, other things. Now, how does your examination, your cleaning, help people to understand that?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, it's important to explain all that. For instance, endocarditis is a heart attack and can come because of germs running through the mouth. So that's something that, it's not like I see endocarditis in the mouth, but the educational part is where you have to understand that I explained that for prevention, okay? Now, if a patient, like you're saying, how do I know if they have diabetes or if they have oral cancer, or an HIV patient can come? That's very difficult, but I do notice symptoms. For instance, we can talk about canker sores in HIV victims. We can talk about dry mouth, gum disease, saliva glands are enlarged. This is something I can see. And when it's very severe, which is already a terminal case, we have what is known as Kaposi sarcoma, and it's like a black stain. I have actually seen it, and because I knew about it, I knew right away this was a terminal case. But in essence, anything that if they come back and it's chronic and it's not going away, it's something to alarm the patient that needs to be checked by his physician.
Well, the thing is, you're looking at, you know, you're talking about the serious medical conditions. I mean, poor oral hygiene can affect your general health and quality of life. I mean, you talk about gum disease, bad breath, you know, loss of the teeth. Now, how do you help patients really understand and maybe see when they just do their normal health maintenance, you know, problems arising and then know to come to you and say, you know, what's happening?
If I see missing teeth,
okay, that's
right away I have to talk about equilibrium. Because if someone is only biting on one side because the other side has no teeth, already there's a big problem there. Because this could bring in other problems. We're talking about jaw problems. We're talking about pain in the neck area, cervical. It just throws you all off, okay?
So it's part of the whole skeletal structure.
Totally.
And so it can be thrown off.
Mm-hmm. And some people, I must say, for instance, I can detect right away a bruxism, which is clenching. At night, they wake up. I say, do you have pain in your jaws? Do you have headaches going up to your cranium, around your earlobe, all this? And I explain, we can either go through a therapist or we can do a bite plate. Sometimes we have to do both. And what I'm receiving now, because of the type of patient that is coming, my profile of patient, they're very interested in a therapist. And I'm working now with a doctor, which is working with the TMJ, temporal mandibular joint. And that has to do with clenching, with tension, with just having a stress level that they don't know how to control.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. We'll be back to talk more from Elena right after this. We'll be right back. And that was Moses Boyd with Rylane Shuffle. Well, next week, Elena, you know, you're going to be doing a art and health event here in Barcelona. Tell us about it.
I'm very excited about that. The story is that right near my clinic, there's a beautiful art gallery, Tasneen Gallery. And she and I have been here for many, many years, working hard, trying to let people know that we're here on Castile Now, on our street, our lovely street. Like she has always says to me, you and I, dear, making the street beautiful. And so what we're going to do is join the art world with the health world.
Perfect.
Yes. And you might find that a bit funny, but it isn't funny because, first of all, she has a lot to offer because what she's trying to do is bring young artists into Catalonia and let people know what they're doing. And I was in one of her art gallery openings, and it was just amazing because what I was opening my world to what these artists are doing. And one was explaining about the ecological world and how we have to do something about everything about our Earth and to save our planet. And they were in the art. It was there, but you had to understand it. So when she has these openings, these people are there to explain exactly what's going on. So it has so much to do with what we must do to educate people to make that effort in their homes to recycle and try to do every day one step to help our future for our children.
That's a holistic approach where you're looking at, you know, art and health really are not separate, but really part of a whole in terms of creates a better society, a better person. Now, you talked a little bit earlier about stress. Mm-hmm. Now, this obviously to me seems that, you know, reflexology is a direct, benefit in stress reduction. Art can be a definite benefit in stress reduction. And obviously what you're doing here as part of your process is reducing the stress of dental hygiene and all of that. What role do you see that stress is having in terms of complicating our lives?
Well, obviously, you can just walk down the street and you can almost have an accident with what's going on with the mobile phones. And I just wonder if that's basically a crutch and people are just so lost in their own little world that they don't have the time to even think about, well, here, let's take a step. What am I doing? I know it's important to communicate with a mobile phone because it's happening and it's going fast and it's not going away and it's getting more and more and more sophisticated. And in many terms, it's helping people in many ways to have more time to do more things. I think that's a positive approach. But when I see that people go out for dinner in a couple and that they order their food, and when they just right go back to their phones. So they're not even having any eye contact, any conversation with the person on the other side of the chair, of the table. So already that makes me feel like something is wrong.
Well, it's a matter of, you know, not connecting. And I think what you're talking about here in terms of, you know, oral health is a way of having people reconnect with their health, with their bodies, with the quality of life they want to have.
Exactly. I totally agree. And quality of life is so basic when you think about it. It's just understanding things like sleeping well, eating well, having a daily exercise. It's not about going every 3 times a week, 5 hours, and do your gym and knock yourself out. I mean, in my gym where I go, I see ladies coming in running to get to that class, running to get out of the class, shower quick, get to the, and it's every day doing this. Stop, lady, take a break, smell the flowers, take a deep breath. Simple things of understanding what it is to have stress release.
Well, I think the thing is, I like your idea now with your connection with the natural oils and the herbal things you use. I mean, going back, you know, before we had a lot of modern medicine, people used natural stuff. I remember in the U.S. Native American community, it was usual that you would get a twig and brush your tongue, because even then they understood the relationship between the tongue and health. So here with you, I think this is important that you're kind of, I guess, going back to the future in some ways and saying that this is what has to be happening in your life.
I totally agree. And so much you made me smile, because I use tongue cleaners made out of copper. And this is an educator, really, because you must brush your tongue. And there are people that have anatomy different. Everyone is different. And you can have a lot of grooves, yeah. Grooves in your tongue that are deeper.
Right.
So they collect bacteria. So it's very important to scrape and scrub the tongue.
Now, I mean, most people, you know, will take, you know, their brush, and that's the last thing to do is they brush the tongue. I mean, is there a particular method or technique that should be used in terms of just maintaining good tongue, you know, health?
Well, as I said, they have implements. You know, there are plastics that are being sold, and hopefully they will eventually be obsolete. But these copper ones, it's just a round dynamic diameter. When it's like a V.
Yeah.
And it's round. It's not pointed.
With the point.
Yeah. And you just take it and scrape it. Scrape your tongue very gently. And you see copper is it's organic. So it's metal. It's not plastic.
Okay.
So you can remove bacteria that way, germs.
Okay. Now, you've also got, you know, an assortment of products that you use, herbal products you use for various rinses. So instead of Listerine and all the rest of it, you can make your own by using these herbs and all the rest of it. So, like, you know, for example, you've got one here that is a relaxing rinse. So tell us a little bit about all the ones that you use here and what they do.
I have designed 6 different rinses according to people's needs. The one is the relaxant is for bruxism, people that need to relax their jaw. So it's a routine. It's a protocol. After brushing and flossing and rinsing, you would use a natural rinse, which is made up of several different plants, lavender, essar, salvia, rose petals, and passiflora in English. What's passiflora?
That's what I don't know.
Well, these are relaxed herbal plants, and you make it as a tea, and you use this at night before going to sleep. You can also use it internally as a tea. So you're getting the whole holistic concept that's going through your system to relax. I mean, many times they give you lavender, fresh lavender, to put under your pillow.
Right.
So that you relax and sleep well.
I do that anyway. I do that now. Yeah.
Well, this is also, but it's going systemically to relax. And for people who have problems, and believe it or not, people come back and ask for it, and they say, it helps me.
So again, this is all part of that overall holistic approach that you're taking in terms of looking at health.
Totally. It's 100%. I have here another one for children. Now, children have to have a sweet flavor, so I'm using stevia. And we have manzanilla is?
Butter, right?
No. Manzanilla is like chamomile.
Right.
It's a relaxant. Calendula. We have also horsetail for astringent, for if they have some inflammation in their gums. And so all these plants grouped together is what is affecting and making it happen for them. And also it tastes, feels good in the mouth, because the reaction, especially when I'm using these rinses as I'm working, people say to me, the combination of the oils with the plants rinses is just beautiful.
Now, with children, again, the idea is that you're trying to promote, you know, long-term health with it. Have you seen it taking effect in terms of the patients that you have? Are you seeing them as they progress?
Oh, yes, because I stress the importance of every 6 months, so they come in. And once the parents see that they're being motivated to brush their teeth the right way and they want to brush, they come back. And this is what I'm seeing, because what I try to do is make the children feel welcomed. So they're coming, and they might be scared if they haven't ever seen me or been in my clinic before. So I have to break that and break the ice. And what I do is before they even go near the chair, outside in the entrance area, I do a story. I've designed a story to make the children feel welcomed. And that is the big thing. Once they feel that, and the way I project that, they're ready to go through the door, through the clinic door. And I have many patients, if they're very young, for 2.5, 3, and they're not ready, when I ask if they're ready to go in, and they say, no, 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 they shake their hands, I'm not forcing it. That's it. With 2.5 to 3, they're not ready. 6 months later, come back, and they're ready to go through because they say, yes, the Miss Elena is fine. I want to go there.
It's cool. Oh, you're listening to English Radio on Radio Cal in Barcelona, 106.9 FM. We'll be back to talk more with Elena right after this. And that was Michael Linkton and Taylor Dane with All Right. Now, talking about your event a little bit more next week, you know, interdisciplinary medicine is a hot topic in cancer care. Mm. Now, how do you see your event next week, which will focus on oral, skin, skeletal issues, better promoting the overall health of people?
Well, I feel that what I'm doing is a step, it's a beginning for me, and I'm going to try to make this an awareness and consciousness of to take care of yourself. But I want to do it in a very gentle way, in a happy way. I want people to feel good the day they come, and I'm going to project that in the way I'm speaking about what I'm doing as well, letting people see the teas, the herbal rinses, having them smell the oils, the fragrances, and also to taste even. I'll have some teas available so that they actually taste it in their mouth. The pulling oils that I also do and educate people to eradicate bacteria that way. It's another protocol that I do. And also I'll be working with these three lovely ladies that are professionals in their own right doing different things. Mm-hmm. And it's a beginning of a quality of life.
Hmm. Okay, I think, you know, that makes some sense. Because, example, you know, talking about reflexology, that can improve blood circulation. Now, for example, is there a connection between blood circulation and oral health?
Totally. With the massage of the brushing technique, you've got to keep the blood flow for the gums to stay healthy, because without the supporting structures healthy around the teeth, you've got nothing. And as a professional, I focus in when I see a smile. It could be white teeth, but if the gums are sick, you've got nothing. And of course, that makes me feel horrible, because that's a person that's gone to whiten their teeth without treating their gums.
Hmm.
Also, the reflex of the aesthetic part on the facial is so important to stimulate so that, you know, people feel beautiful. They have a glow in their skin. They feel healthy. So again, it's another part of the body that, as I said, I'm holistic. So I want the whole body to feel good.
Well, one of the things, you know, that, you know, we talk about, and you talk about oral hygiene, and, you know, we've all gone to the dentist, you know, with some degree of, you know, anticipation or not, sometimes with trepidation, because oftentimes, you know, when the teeth cleaning all the red, it hurts. You know, like I tell when I've gone to hygienists and they get ready to do the cleaning with the machine, I said, look, numb it out because I don't want to feel anything and all that. So from that standpoint, I mean, for folks like me, you know, you know, who are concerned about it hurting, does this hygiene that you use, does it hurt?
This is a wonderful question, because you have really got to the tip of why I started all this. Because people hate to have their teeth clean. Here they're using high ultrasound, Cavitron it's called, and a very high pulse to get it out. Okay, people have tartar, they have calculus, they have solidified plaque, and the only way to get that out without doing manual cleanings is with the ultrasound. Okay, it's also fast, and so that's why they do it. In my clinic, it's a very different method. First of all, I'm using clove. It's the old-fashioned oil to numb the gums. And I'm mixing it with rosemary, which is a toner. Mm. So it's a stimulant for your gums. Sometimes I use a citrus to give it a fragrance. And citrus is very good vitamin C for your gums. And so then I use a reducing oil like avocado or sesame or almond oil or rose oil. I mix it and I apply it before anything else. I wait a few minutes and then I begin by hand scaling, curetting. So what am I doing? I'm going under the gum, but they don't feel it because I've already used the oils.
Okay.
At the same time, I'm using the curette by dipping the oil again, and I'm going in and I'm healing.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that, you know, that's a big thing for a lot of people, I'm sure. Now, you know, we talked about that. You know, we also have someone talking about your event coming up next week, skincare, you know, how the important things are there, and the importance of natural products. You know, why do you see that, you know, the natural products that you use and that you're being used in skincare, why are they so important compared to the existing, you know, standard of care?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really tell you the truth, I started using perfume products, expensive ones, Japanese, Korean, what, and I thought I was doing the right thing because I was going, they have a lot of ingredients in there that are natural as well. But of course, it's a perfume and it's high level because it's beautiful packaging and so forth. And through the years, I think things are getting so out of hand, so expensive, I decided to go in a simpler way. And so I started to use natural products. There are stores all over the place now with natural products like Rituals or Crins or what's the Kiehl's? That's another one. That's an American. But again, there are chemicals in there. And if you can see it, if you look very closely, you will see parabens, and you will see other things that don't interest me. So I decided to go 100%. I am now using a product called Ringana from Austria. And this is 100%. There are skincare products, body products, and I'm introducing in my clinic a pulling oil, which is based on sesame oil and other essential oils mixed in.
What's a pulling oil?
Pulling is when you do this when you wake up in the morning, so just before you go to the bathroom, and then you put 8 drops under, and you start by, they call it pulling. You roll it around with your tongue. And so what are you doing? This is Ayurveda. This is centuries old, Indian. And what you do is you are actually just scraping, okay? You're eradicating the oils from your mouth, bacterias from the mouth. And so if you do that on a daily basis, what you're going to do in the end is you're going to prevent cavities, prevent your gums from receding, and you're also going to have a cleaner, healthier glow on your teeth.
Makes sense to me. Well, we'll be back to talk more with Elena right after this. Well, that was Ollie Silk with Clusterfunk. And you notice I said funk, folks, for those of you who think otherwise. Now, one of the things that, you know, we want to talk about, we've been talking about, you know, your natural products as part of the oral health care. All of these things, I think, as you've talked, you know, you spend quite a bit of time with people. You use special products, you know, for them and with them. All that equates to money. So obviously, this is not your normal 20-minute, clinical oral hygiene dental cleaning thing. You spend on over about what, an hour and a half with your people?
That's correct. And also the oils and the special creams that I'm using that I have designed on my own, I'm mixing them with coconut oil and rosemary and myrrh, and they're beautiful, because what I find more than whitening is I bring a alabaster, a beautiful shine in the teeth that they look alive again. And all this is step by step, by doing it over and over, going around the tooth over and over. Not just one time, and next tooth. No, it's going over and over. So again, it's the look, but the feel, and the healing. And people are changing. And that costs money. It's not a typical 30 or even less minute cleaning just to get the stains out.
Right.
It's basically healing, educating, and giving people love, and they really see it.
Well, so again, you're really not only just cleaning, and you know, you're also whitening, you're also giving them a gum treatment and all the rest of it. So you're giving them, you know, really a holistic approach to oral care. How much does that cost?
Well, to have a dental cleaning in my clinic for the first visit is €115.
Okay.
It's a two-hour cleaning.
Hmm.
When they come back again, because they're now loyal and faithful, and they enjoyed, they see the difference, and they come back from 6 months, 4 months to a year. And what happens sometimes is that they feel so good and look so good that they prolong their treatments.
Right.
So I'm doing something right at the same time. And then I give a fee, or I ask for a loyal fee of €98.
Okay, so for follow-up treatment.
Follow-up, correct.
Okay.
Maintenance.
Okay. Now, normally you go to a clinic, they send you away with a plastic toothbrush and a little tube of toothpaste, and maybe they'll give you dental floss. Do you give your clients anything like that to help them maintain their health care?
Oh, yes. I'm now using, and I'm happy to announce this, that I've made my research on the bamboo brush.
Hmm.
And so we're using that. We educate them with that. And then I also give a natural toothpaste as a sample. But if they're interested in the products that I do sell, I have to charge. And their high-quality line of products, as I mentioned, the tooth oil that I'm now using, the Ringana, the tooth oil is now $12.95. And you have a pretty big bottle here, so it's well worth the price, and I'm doing very well selling that. I'm also working with Georgianix, which is an organic dental floss, all natural. Consists of carbon vegetable with peppermint. Mm. You also have another choice of using cardamom. And as I said, these are expensive items. But there is a clientele or a patient load that requests and wants to have this kind of treatment.
Well, I think the thing is, the kind of patient that you're dealing with is the same kind of patient who is buying organic food. They're probably into mindfulness and stress reduction. They're looking at, you know, their overall health in general. And so for them, this is just part of the overall package of, you know, having the quality of life they want to have.
Exactly. That's it. That's what I've made myself. I also am on the same path, but of course you have to practice what you preach. And so I'm doing the same as well. And I'm evolving.
Well, I think it makes some sense, and I think it really makes some sense to follow the regimen that you're suggesting. Now, apart from, you know, the techniques that you promote and the products that you endorse to help people keep their mouths and their teeth and everything clean and healthy, should they also change the way they eat? till they change their diet.
Oh, yes, sir. I totally agree. And that brings to another topic as well, because diet and nutrition plays an important part in how to take care of your overall health and feel good. For instance, if you're a businesswoman, you should have a good breakfast because you're going a long way. Well, everyone should, children as well. And so that's the main concern, the morning, because it's where your energy is high and you really are working in the morning. Because I used to, in New York, I'll never forget a businessman that said, all business is conducted in the morning, any kind of good business. So,
some truth to that, yeah. There's truth to that.
And that's where your energy is really high. If you're sleeping well, that's another topic.
Right.
To rest and feel good every morning, to wake up.
Well, anyway, while you take care of that little phone thing, probably some client calling in to book an appointment. Now, if they wanted to make an appointment with you, how can they go about doing that?
They could call up the clinic. The phone numbers are on the website as well, and you can also make an appointment on the website. We're connected.
That's the Tingsvall and McCarthy Dental Clinic.
Correct. International Dental Clinic. Correct.
Okay. And you have a Facebook page.
Oh, yes. And Instagram.
Okay. Perfect.
And we're connected also on the website.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, now again, the event next week on the 26th, where is it going to be?
In Tasnean Gallery on Castelnau, 47 to 51.
Okay.
Two doors.
What time does it start?
At 7:30.
Okay. Perfect. And there's no charge to attend, right?
Correct. It's free. Well, everyone's welcome.
Perfect. Well, we'll see you, definitely. And we're going to leave you today, folks, with a song from one of my favorite places and a sound that's timeless. It's a little song called Mara Kali from Julian Arguelles and the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. Have a great one, Barcelona. See you next week.
RKB, per la integració. Catalunya ets tu, i tu, i nosaltres.